الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. First and foremost, very very important in everything is to understand, to think about and understand what is the purpose of life. Why am I here in this dunya? Like if you have to ask any of you why you have come to madrasa, what will you say? Say Hafiz to Misha. To become Hafiz, that's why you have come. And why have you come to in dunya? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To recognize
Allah. Yeah. The first thing necessary is to understand why am I here in this dunya? For what purpose have I come? If we haven't fixed an object, a purpose of our life, our example is like a ship at sea that has got no direction. The rudder of the ship, it's not there, so the ship has got no direction. The waves of the sea push it this way, it goes this way. Other waves push it this way, it goes this way. The winds, which are very strong on sea, at sea, they push that ship this side, that side, the ship got no direction. So like that, if we haven't got an intention, a purpose of life, why has I come? And that must be right in front. If you're driving in your car, you're going somewhere. Then you've got a purpose that I have to reach this place here. And also you have in your mind, by this time, more or less, I will reach that place. So on the way, when necessary, you'll fill up petrol also. If you have a puncture, you will fix it up also. But, you know, all the time on your mind, that is on your mind, has to reach there. I can't waste time in all other things. If somebody, you see something also interesting, you might stop to see also. But then, you know, I have to move on. I have to reach there. So that purpose in your journey is there. So just like that, the purpose of our life, for small journeys we have got an intention, but for the biggest journey we got no intention. So if we got no intention, so like if you stop anywhere, you just stop there. Because you don't know where you're going. You haven't got the intention. The wind blows you this side, your temptation, your desire to commit some guna, to go on the cell phone, look at all filth and dirt. You got no object in life, so you go that way. When it's class time, Nazim's called you from your classes, it's time to go for classes now, the wind blows you this side, you come for classes. Namaz time, the wind blows you this side, you go for namaz. And Thursday after Asr, the wind blows you to all the shops, you go all to the shops. All are gone to the shops because we have got no purpose. So we are just going as the wind blows us. This wind blows us this side, this wind blows us that side. So the main thing first in life is to fix an object. Otherwise you become Hafiz also. You become Alim also. You teach Hafiz class also. But what is your object of life? You teach in an Alim class. You get married. You'll have children also. Everything you'll do. But why am I doing all this? That must be in the forefront of your mind. Why am I doing all this? Am I just doing it because everyone else is doing that? Other people, I got shocked, my parents got shocked to become Hafiz and become Hafiz. Now everyone gets married, I get married, we have children, we carry on. But why are we doing all this? The purpose of life is most important. And not only to understand it, to know it, but all the time it must be in the front of our mind. That why am I here in this world? What is the purpose of my life? If we don't have that, we are like that ship that is a rudderless, that got no direction. We are like that person who's sitting in the car and driving. You ask him where you go, where you're going, I don't know. He's filling up petrol also in the petrol tank. He checks his water, he checks his air in the tires, but he doesn't know why he's doing all this. Just carrying on. Every day he'll get up also, he'll make fajr, he'll go start, he'll come and teach a student, he will learn, everything. But what is the purpose of life? Why am I doing all this? to that end, so Allah Ta'ala has given Himself in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created man and jinn, but that they must make my ibadah. So that we have to make Allah, that must be in my mind all the time. I'm becoming hafiz also, but my purpose is the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. I get married also, but the purpose of my life is Allah's ibadah. So now our nikah, we will do it as an ibadah also. And what will that mean if we make our nikah as an ibadah? We will do it according to sunnah now. We won't waste the money in nikah. Even in the walima, we're doing it as an ibadah, we won't waste money. There won't be extravagance in the walima also. And everything we will do. We'll have children also, but as an ibadah, that they also must make Allah's ibadah. If we don't have that Allah created us for His ibadah, then even nikah, we will do it like a customary thing. Like a thing of the people. Then you'll find that the bride will dress like a Christian woman. The man will have a tie, suit on. He will, because it's not like ibadah. It's just because we are Muslims. We'll have nikah made in the masjid or in the hall, wherever. But if you see that nikah wedding is completely different from that nikah of a person who knows that my object of life is to make Allah's ibadah. Becoming hafiz also. If you are near, if you realize that has been created for Allah's ibadah, then you are becoming hafiz also, won't be for a title that I'm a hafiz of the Quran. But it will be as an ibadah. It won't also be just that I must know my Quran very pakka, my tajweed, my maharij, all that must be absurd, but to please Allah. That a person will do. More than to please your ustad, which is also ibadah. But in your mind will be, if you have put this in your mind as to make Allah's ibadah, then that will be in your mind. So now your tajweed also you will read with, your maharij is all in order to make Allah's ibadah, to make Allah happy. And that hafiz won't only read how much the ustad wants him to read. Ustad tells him to learn 2 pages tadaqa or whatever. If he can do more, he will do more. Ustad tells him half supara do, 1 supara do. He will, if he's doing ibadah to please Allah, if he can, he will even do more. He won't have any problem. And his dressing will be always also according to how Allah Ta'ala wants it to be. He's passing his time, his behavior, his character. But if we are doing it, just as one thing in our life, that I like to become a hafiz, my parents like me to become a hafiz, so I'm just becoming. We won't worry of our dressing. Dressing we'll wear the clothes the madrasa wants us to wear while we are in madrasa. The minute we are out of madrasa, when it's all the weekend off, weekends when we are off, or when holidays, you'll see the dressing changes completely. Because we didn't make the niyat that we have to make the ibadah of Allah. Our niyat is just to become one hafiz. One other example by which we can understand this, if there is a big factory, there are a lot of workers in that factory and everyone got different work. Somebody is working on the machines, somebody is doing maintenance, somebody is sweeping the floors, somebody is making tea there, all different people. So everyone, if he only keeps his own work in mind, I have to make tea, I have to see that the factory is clean, I must sweep, etc. But they don't have in mind the object of the whole factory. So they will just do their own work and they won't worry anything about anything else. They're just concerned of the one department. So like that, if we just concerned of our one department of becoming happy, becoming an alim, teaching, learning, we're not worried of the whole picture, then we'll find that we won't be fulfilling the proper cause and purpose for what we are there. We will be doing our one thing, but we are part of the whole big picture. So we have to see that what is the object here in our case of the whole madrasa. Not just that students become a hafiz, but their deen becomes alive. That we please Allah, we make it ibadah. Then our namaz, we won't only be regular with hafiz class, but with namaz also, with mutala also. Even our off time, our dressing will be right. our behavior will be right, respect of the Ustad, we won't have to be told also. Those who are at home when we go for holidays, or those students who are staying in Azadpur when they go home, respect for their parents, this will all be natural if we make our niyyat the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And according to the tafsir, the explanation of this ayat means the written word is that we have to make Allah's ibadat, but the meaning of it is illa liya'arifun, that Allah created us, that we must recognize Allah Ta'ala. So that also must be our niyat, our object, to gain the ma'rifat, recognition, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And for a Hafi student, Allah has made it very easy. In that, to become a Hafi, just that, or that you learn your sabak, one page, two pages, you amrawa, you door, quarter supara, half supara, one supara, sometimes you know it so well, whole supara, not one mistake. By this, definitely you have to recognize Allah. Each one, we have to admit, no matter how good or for how many years you are happy, it's not in human capacity. It is only the puzzle of Allah. And who Allah wants to make happy, and all of us who have come here, we haven't come of our own, Allah chose us to come. Like that it looks to us, we came from here, we have come to study, that Allah handpicked us, and He chose us to come. And also, the ustads who are teaching, they are also chosen by Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there are many who are happy in the world, they are in business, they are working in factories, some people are doing, you are in restaurants, they are washing dishes there, they are sweeping the floor, though they are happy with Quran. They are doing lot other work, that Allah chose us to be teaching Quran Sharif, to be learning Quran Sharif. No matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough. And by this, we should recognize Allah, that Ya Allah, You chose us, and You gave us this opportunity. And for a student to be, for one person in the world to become a Hafiz is a miracle. Not one becomes, millions are becoming Hafiz by Allah's presence. This is all by which we can recognize Allah. Also, the Quran Sharif, which is every day in our hands, from the time it was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today, exactly like that. This is also a clear sign that by which we have to recognize Allah. No other book in the world has been preserved like this. Exactly as it was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1400 years ago. And Islam is not only in Saudi Arabia, and Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, where they speak Arabic, Islam is spread in the whole world. What people have come into Islam, what languages have come into Islam, but still Quran in Arabic is preserved exactly. Even if just Azan was preserved like that, which it is preserved, like that from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today, that is also a big miracle. But not only Azan, which are just few words, the whole Quran Sharif is preserved. This is a miracle. And that Allah is now using me in that whole machinery of this miracle, how much shukr we have to make. So you will see your mizaj, your nature, your temperament of your becoming your hafiz won't be like a duty, won't be like I have to learn, but with love and passion and with enjoyment you will learn. Ustad will teach also with that passion, not just that to give the student hiding if he doesn't know, but with love and passion it will be. This is all if we understand the purpose for which Allah has put us in this world. And then with that is the itaat of Allah, obedience of Allah. To gain, to make Allah's ibadat, and to gain the ma'rifat, to recognize Allah Ta'ala, and then automatically, as is famous saying in Arabic, al-muhib, liman yuhib muti'. A person who he loves is always obedient to that person. When you have got this love of Quran Sharif, love of Allah, it won't be that you will have to be obedient to Allah, it will become natural. You won't be able to help whoever did a great favor for you, whoever has, you just want to make that person happy. And you go out of your way to make that person happy. Who you love, you will just make want to make that person happy in every way. So now to make Allah happy, won't be like a duty for you. It will be, you will enjoy to meet Allah happy. Then no problem with the Nazi, no problem with the administration, everyone on his own, if we understand the purpose of why Allah has put us in this world. So what is the purpose why Allah has put us in this world? The first, ibadat of Allah, to worship Allah. Second, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And third, to obey at the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then the other major purpose which we have to understand for what Allah has put us in this world is for Akhirah. Many of us non-Muslims, 100%, the vast majority of Muslims also, we think we are in this world to enjoy dunya. Allah didn't put us in this dunya to enjoy dunya. Dunya is zarurat, is a place of necessity. Like the toilet is a place of necessity. You have to go toilet when you need to. But you don't stay in the toilet and enjoy it. Some people read books in the toilet. Some read joke books in the toilet. Some read all other funny things there. Some people sit and whistle in the toilet. Or some people smoke in the toilet. All that is not the word. There you just go for your zarura. So dunya is also exactly like that one zarura. How much we need of dunya, we have to go, we need a house, we need food, we need a car, we need clothing. All those things are necessity. But that's not our object. So if we made our proper niyat, akhirat is our niyat. We won't worry that when I become hafiz, what work will I do, where will I get money, and how will I live, and I want a big house, I want a flashy motor car, I want clothes like this, I want cell phone like this, all that. That is not our niyat. That is not our object. Now if our object is akhirat, then whatever you will get of dunya, you'll make shukr to Allah. What house you get, you'll make shukr. What salary you'll get, you'll make shukr. Everything, and you'll always, all dunya things will become easy and light for you. Because your object is akhirah. But if your object is dunya, I must live it up in dunya, I must have a nice big house, a double story house, double garage, and all big house, and a flashy motor car, and you got it in your mind, one day I must own and drive a Ferrari, I must have this, I must have that. Then you'll find that you won't be able to, you won't, your earning cause or your hafiz cause or becoming hafiz, you won't enjoy. But if your object is akhirah, then you're going to get everything. You will easily make lot of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Even afterwards when you are finished hafiz, and mashallah there are so many hafiz, who read so much Quran Sharif every day. They make one khatam every day, not only in Ramzan. All year they make, and they are present today, present. And mashallah, in our country also there are such people who read lot of Quran Sharif, because the object is akhirah. Their object is not to watch films on the internet or on the TV. Their object is not TV. Their object is not all other things. So two main niyat you have to make. One, Allah's ibadah. Together with that, Allah's ma'rifat and Allah's obedience. And one other main object, keep it in your mind, we are here for akhirah. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. Dunya is created for you to serve you. You are not in dunya to serve dunya. Dunya has to serve you. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. And Allah created you for akhirah. So what we all try to make that niyat, inshallah. What niyat? Quickly, say loudly. Ibadat of Allah, and then? The recognition of Allah. The way of commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And akhirat is our purpose. If you will do that, for you to keep your beard according to sunnah, you won't have a problem. If dunya is your object, you want to make some girl happy, or you want to make your own heart happy, you shave your beard, you trim your beard, you won't wear clothes according to Sharia, you want to make somebody. But if Allah is your object, akhirat is your object. And remember, in this world, you can't make anyone happy. Today they are happy, today they are, tomorrow they are angry with you. Make one Allah happy is the easiest. And if you make Allah happy, Allah will make everyone to be happy. Everyone's heart is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah controls everyone's heart. If you want to make this one happy and that one happy, you make this one happy, the other one gets unhappy. If you make one Allah happy, Allah will make everyone happy with you. So inshallah, try and keep that very, very important basic things in mind for what we are in this world. Then also you will understand the value of becoming a hafiz. If your niyat is dunya to become a rich man, your Quran and your heaps not going to make you a rich man. Then you rather go and become an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor. And that also is not going to make you rich in reality. It looks like in this world, you become a doctor, you become a lawyer, you become a rich man. It is a rosy, is 100% in the hands of Allah. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a hafiz, whether you're nothing, you don't even know how to sign your name. Allah wants to make you a multi-millionaire, He makes you a multi-millionaire. And there are people today in the world who can't sign their name, but they are very, very wealthy. Only when they come impression for a check also they make a sign. So it is not, rosy is not in the, in all these things. Rosy is in Allah's hand. But outwardly, people think in this world, if I become a big businessman, I become a doctor, I become a lawyer, engineer, I will be a rich man, I will live nicely. If that was the case, the most amount of suicides, people who kill themselves, are in what we call the first world countries, what we call the advanced countries, like America, like Europe, all these countries, most of the people, if they got so much money and so much enjoyment, then why are they committing suicide? And the least amount of suicide are what are called the poor countries. The countries in Asia, the countries in Africa, etc. Hardly you find a suicide case there. So happiness is not in money. And money is not in becoming a doctor. Even money is not in becoming a hafiz. In becoming a alim. Rosy is in the hands of Allah. But Allah has said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِ. How is it that a person learns Quran and teaches Quran and Allah gives him hardship, he hasn't got rosy. Allah will never do that. Allah gives a snake rosy. Allah gives a scorpion rosy. And a person wants to serve Deen and Quran Sharif, the greatest kitab of our Deen, and you are learning it and your niyat is, I must read it my whole life. I must practice upon it. I must teach it to others, and Allah let you starve without food or your family, never ever. Allah will never let that happen. This is all just deception, dhoka of dunya. That we think that I haven't got this. And also, one very important thing to understand is barakah. What is barakah? Right? What Quran Sharif, for example, Allah says, Tabarakal ladhi bi yadihi al-mulk. Barakah is in the hand of Allah. Then Allah, great Qudrat Allah. Tabarakal ladhi nazzal al-Furqan. Barakah is in the hand of Him who has revealed Furqan. And then all qualities and sifat of Allah, Allah explains. In other words, if you want barakah, make your connection with Allah. We look at barakah that I get a huge wage. I'm earning 50,000 a month, 25,000 rand a month. And one brother just met me now. Earning 18,000 at the end of the month, he's got no money left, he's short. And we see that how many, for example, now this holiday, how many of our ustads went for Umrah? How much they earning? But Allah gives barakah. They manage to, almost every Ali, almost, we see they're going for Hajj. The Hajj parents of Hajj is completed. But how many rich people who got big businesses, they haven't been for Hajj. Whole life they haven't been for Hajj. They haven't got money or they haven't got time. No barakah in their time. No barakah in their money. If there is barakah, you might have a little bit. But in that little money, Allah lets lot of your work get done. And end of the month, you still save also. And when there isn't barakah, you earn a lot. But then your expenses are also just as much. And you find, for example, people who, when they throw barkat, what comes in their mind? I must take out insurance on my car. Now they must pay insurance policy. Insurance on my house. Life insurance. Medical insurance. All. So they will be working for insurance all the time. So there is no barkat in their money. When still, just now, one person, a lady phoned, and her son has got some medical problem, and the medical aid is not covering it. Now they have to see to their own expenses. So all these things don't help. And when they barkat, Allah saves you, for you don't even become sick. All that sickness don't even come to you. You don't even meet up with accidents. Your car, you got no insurance. No insurance for yourself, no third-party insurance, and no accident also. You trust in Allah. Your iman, you made it. Your yaqeen, your tawakkul on Allah. Allah saves you from all that. Otherwise, you won't be working for all this dunya thing. So, indeed, your time also, Allah will give you. Look at people who are earning so much and so busy in dunya. They got no time for namaz. 5 times namaz, they haven't got time. Where are you going to get time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif? Where are you going to get time to make zikr? Whereas, if we are in the deeni life, mashallah, you are reading Quran Sharif also. Your 5 times namaz also, easily. Allah may be just in your system, your 5 times namaz. Your tilawat of Quran Sharif, your zikr, everything. This is Allah gave barkat in your time. Allah gave barkat in your money. And also, we find mostly that Maulvis and Hafiz, their children also, they got lot of children barkat. And people who are earning so much, they hardly got any children. And their marriages are just breaking up also all the time. No barkat in their marriages also. So this is barkat which Allah gives. So if we keep, we make our connection with Allah, Allah will give barkat. And you must completely take it out of your mind. From where will we eat? Today things are expensive. To get a house, so much rent is so much. You devote yourself to Allah, Allah will take care of all your matters. For a hafiz is a very big thing. A person who is regular with his namaz, and he goes to masjid for his namaz, Allah declares it comes in the hadith sharif, that you are in the masjid doing my work. I will see to all your work outside the masjid. Hey, how we can't handle our work, how Allah will handle our work. Allah will look after all our matters. You got a problem, you don't worry so much of sorting out the problem. You worry of going masjid, even if it's not namaz time. Go read Salatul Haja in the masjid and see how Allah will take over and take care of your problem. We are not faithless, we make effort. We don't just say we believe in taqdeer and we don't do anything. We will see to it. But your real heart inclination and your tawakkul, your yaqeen must be on Allah Ta'ala. Understood what I said? What you understood? Tell me quickly one word, one sentence, one point which you understood. You tell me. Okay? Recognize Allah quickly. Ikhlas. Somebody else? Quickly. Ahmad. Quickly say one point.
The cloud.
Yes? Put your trust in Allah, mashallah. Somebody from here? Yes? No objective must be akhirat. Inshallah, try and remember this, and when you get some free time, discuss it amongst yourself. Yes? Always such little advisors or bayans, we just know it because of bayan, but they are big lessons, the thoughts of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever makes them, there is not benefit and goodness. Try and take it out, understand it, think about it also, discuss it also, you will get lot benefit. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina, Allahumma arhamna bil Qur'an al-Azim, waj'alhu lana imaman wa nuran wa hudan wa rahma. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وعلى أنها وجعله لنا حجتي يا ربنا اللهم اجعل القرآن الربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها سبيلا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا وأن تشرح به صدورنا وأن تستعمل به أبداننا فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك ولا يعطيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.